The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 on the highway, friend. In Kapalooey. Super great price.
The best advice.
A huge selection. Sports nutrition. Earth proteins and vitamins. Health foods, organic grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price. The best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because you're right there with us. We got an exciting show for you today.
Yes, and we're nutrition specialists, at least we think so, with over years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, and also that fantastic, wonderful broth cafe, organic broth cafe. Amazing, incredible organic foods served all the time. You can be taking out, you can be calling up, we'll have it ready for you, and or just stopping in, looking at our fabulous menu.
Not only is it great choices, not only is it easy to order, not only is it organic, but it is delicious.
As all our dear friends are saying, wonderful and great variety. And again, our gratitude always, our hearts always swell with gratitude at the wonderful local Maui organic farmers. We get the fresh produce in every day that has to do with our beautiful salads, our beautiful soups, and everything that we're doing, all the wonderful things there. We use the organic. Whether you're vegan, vegetarian or not, we've got the wild fish, we've got the organic chicken and meats, but we also have all the vegan choices and dishes too that are so wonderful.
Really unique recipes, unique dishes.
Yes, and you know, one of our along with that, not only do we have that, we have our magnificent 100% organic, highly concentrated, only in glass organic juices every day. You can choose that, have it with your meal anytime you want of the day. Dennis and I are fanatics about the green juices. There's beet juices, there's quite a variety. Freshly squeezed, highly concentrated, 100% organic every day, and a cleanse that you can do when you want more information and setting that up for these magnificent juice cleanses. Just call Belinda, our juice cleanse expert. It's no charge on that, but you sit, you know, one-on-one, she can be guiding you into the right ways to do that. And you know, Dan, so important to bring out that everything that's used in the cafe and also everything that you can think of, the basis of broth, the basis of coffee, the basis of tea, the basis of cooking vegetables, anything, is the Vortex Power Water. The absolute cleanliness, the absolute purity.
Well, Vortex brings water back to what it was before humankind polluted the streams and altered the structure of water. That's what's so important. Water gets back to what it will come down a mountain stream from melted
right.
glacier.
And okay? No toxins whatsoever. The Vortex water gives structure, strengthens our immune system. It's energizing, free of any toxin. It's very detoxifying, free of any toxin, free of any contaminant, and extremely high oxygen content, okay? And this is especially true, Den, and I want to share talking with you about it, because this came out in the news, all right? And I appreciate reporters like from the Natural Health reporting this. Shocking truth about your drinking water. That's the typical mm-hmm. drinking water they're talking here. It goes on and on, but we'll hit, you know, some of the important points. 40% of our water supply, say the specialists, contains some type of pesticide or other serious contaminants. Close to one-third contains pesticides, degradates are produced as pesticides transform into various other compounds. Pesticides and degradates have a disastrous effect on a person's health. They go on all the terrible ways that they can that these can go. And they say here, spraying is not the only way pesticides are applied. Aerial applications of pesticide spread these pesticides much further than their designated target area.
For sure, they get blown all over the place.
And that was true even in certain wars like Vietnam, where that those pesticide spraying caused people to be ill for 30, 40, 50 years and caused birth defects and everything as far as that. Back to the article. This means the pesticides can be carried by the wind just as much as the water carries them. As a result, the migration patterns of pesticides are widespread, no matter how it is transferred. Okay? Can you talk about, to sum it up, can you just sum up here the four common ways here?
You mentioned in Vietnam, the poison in Vietnam was Agent Orange.
That's right, it was.
Which killed thousands and thousands of people.
And it was a pesticide on trees and everything, so the trees would wither and they could see the enemy, you know?
Yeah.
And that was what
it was. Kill the vegetation, so the enemy would be revealed. Yes. But to this day, young mothers who were not even born during the war, they have Agent Orange residue in their anatomy.
That's right, right? And that has
second
been reported,
generation,
and there
were
serious birth defects, cancers, etc. And yet the big, I don't even want to say the names, but a big pesticide company still uses the major compound.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. So go ahead, say this.
Take a closer look at pesticides in groundwater.
Yes.
There are four common herbicides found in groundwater samples. They include Prometon, Atrazine,
you can't even pronounce it. That's pretty hard because you're good at pronouncing.
And hexazione. Zione.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In addition to these pesticides, many mixtures of the four combinations show up in various concentrations in aquifers and other surface bodies of water.
Yes, yes, yes.
What people also we're also being inundated with how they treat the seeds. They treat before they ever plant the seeds
right.
in the
yes.
ground. The seeds
yes.
are prepared with chemicals. And where do all these chemicals end up? Well, they kill the other weeds and things, yes, and they kill other bugs and other vermin, but they also end up in your tummy.
That's exactly
because,
right.
Because they don't just disappear. They become an integral part of the crops that you eat.
That's right.
And you end up eating them. That's why we say organic.
Organic. And that's what they're saying, too. They're saying, the importance, the absolutely crucial importance for survival and for in every conceivable way, the positive energies has to do with organics. That's what, and we're fanatic organics. But also they sum up by saying, make sure that you are using the best water purification system. That's their mm-hmm. summation, and there is no better than the Vortex water, only in glass, okay?
And that's it, alive and well.
Day.
And if you don't have a gallon jug or a half-gallon jug or a five-gallon jug, you can purchase the jug at Alive and Well, and with each jug you purchase, you get a free fill of the Vortex water. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Once you taste it, you'll say, my gosh, I had no idea that water had a flavor.
That's right.
The water was kind of, yeah.
That's right.
But it's a fresh, alive, beautiful.
Loaded with oxygen, completely pure of any contaminant, and that's why we are, in every sense, and that's why that's the only thing used at the broth mm-hmm. cafe and everything that we do there. Any water that's given, okay? Any water that's used. You know, again, Dennis and I, we have to start, and it's important that we say this is the truth. We are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off. That's doctor's area. Strictly nutritional educators sharing wonderful information as we're sharing right now, okay? And we're thrilled, very happy at the ecstatic gentleman who said he decided to try Alive and Well's Ultra Silver, liquid vitamin E, and a homeopathic balm and salve. And he got rid of his severe long-term toenail fungus in no time.
Oh,
it
yeah.
all healed up. He was absolutely ecstatic about that, as who wouldn't be?
Absolutely.
Because this kind of affliction can go on for blooming ever, can't it?
And it spreads to the rest of your foot and into your bloodstream, affecting the rest of your anatomy as well.
Exactly. So showing it, and the importance in all levels forever of the ultra silver, the form of silver that is used in top hospitals in babies' eyes, ears, nose when they're being born. Because they can pick up an infection. This happened with our first grandchild, of the mother's birth canal, you know, can affect eyes, ears, nose. This is that the ultra silver is the form that has been used in Europe for more than half a century for diabetic wounds. They don't slice and dice. They heal with the ultra silver killing infections. And in addition, it's just on so many different scores, a top holistic medical doctor in the U.S., the head of Tahoma Clinic, that has always been a major thing for him, helping all of the different infections that his patients can get. He really introduced us to so many of the important ways that ultra silver. Can you talk about, Den, you're always so good at explaining why ultra silver is different than what's commonly known as colloidal?
Well, it's a much more better absorbed and utilized form of silver. Ionic silver is people who call themselves colloidal. They may have 10% of their silver product as colloid, but it's 90% ionic, and ionic is about 85% less effective drop for drop than is the true 100% colloidal silver. So when they say that using it's 20 parts per million of what? Of ionic silver? Or is it 20 parts per million of real silver? The real silver is not non-toxic. It'll never turn you blue. The ionic can't say that. People have turned gray and skin tone gray and blue from using the ionic silver. The true ultra silver is 100% colloidal.
That's right. And it has no taste whatsoever.
None.
You don't dilute it. You refrigerate it. It'll last and last and last. And it's just wonderful for a host of things. Great for the mouth and the gums. I've certainly experienced that. It's just terrific, okay? You know, this is a report that came out a day before my birthday.
Go on.
And so it's just one.
Just a couple of weeks ago?
Experts are saying here, why the Food and Drug Administration? When you hear the FDA, that's the Food and Drug Administration. Why the FDA, they say, is attacking NAC supplements. I want to preface this. NAC is so critically important, has been so much in the news of all of its tremendous benefits for building up the immune system, for health in a myriad of different ways. And we are thrilled that it came back in again because people are knowing how important it is, are getting it. The Alive and Well's NAC Plus.
That still hasn't taken the pressure off from the FDA.
No, that's what they're saying, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The FDA's recent actions are threatening NAC supplements. This is this rare report. Products which the FDA has allowed on the market for decades. The question is, why now, after all these years, is the FDA doing this? Digging a bit deeper, it's obvious that the FDA is clearing the market of affordable, natural NAC supplements in an effort to eliminate competition for synthetic NAC drugs that could be coming to market in the next few years. I have to take a breath because this just makes me sick. If suspicions are correct, this would be another outrageous example, they say, of the FDA doing big pharma's dirty work.
There aren't suspicions. The drug cartel has petitioned the FDA to get NAC off the market because the drug cartel, which particular company or a combination of different drug producers are behind this petition. They have in mind to have they want a monopoly on NAC. They want to get a patent on it and forbid anybody from buying it except for their drugs.
Right, and they're going to make a synthetic form of it.
They're
going to
make a synthetic drug of some sort and claim all kinds of wonderful exotic claims for their product, which NAC does by itself.
Exactly.
In its natural state. Okay.
Exactly. And here they're saying here that a search to the government's clinical trials database shows considerable interest from the pharmaceutical industry in NAC. There are 17 trials, that's medical trials, looking at NAC in the supplement form in the treatment of COVID.
That's right.
17 trials.
It's already been proven effective in COVID.
Additionally, there are over 50 trials looking at NAC for a variety of other conditions, including autism spectrum disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, I didn't know that, alcohol abuse disorder, rhinosinusitis, bronchiolitis, cardiac arrhythmia, and more. Given these facts, Dan, read a bit more about that.
Here we go, folks. Verbatim. Given these facts, it seems reasonable to assume the FDA is setting the stage for a new synthetic NAC drug to come to market.
Unbelievable.
By removing the competition from the much cheaper and all-natural and effective NAC supplements. We called it when the FDA pulled a similar move a few years back when they went after brain health supplements, trying to clear the market for a new Alzheimer's drug, culminating in the recent approval of an Alzheimer's treatment that many experts think is not effective. Well, it's been proven not effective.
That's right. It's been proven, and they said that. And even experts quit because they couldn't. And a fortune of money, many thousands of dollars to take that drug.
It's critically important, the article goes on to say, to maintain access to healthy, proven, natural, safe supplements. In a recent interview with Dr. Daniel Amen, noted that NAC has shown promising results in people with bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, OCD, and addictions.
Well, you know, all the multitudinous benefits to the lungs, the sinuses, the liver, the everything preventing the congestion, all of the different things. I didn't know about things like mental disorders.
Oh, yeah.
And the use. And since I think my kids and most of society, whoever knows me very well, always called me Miss OCD, obsessive compulsive. Well, or maybe I'm just because I was in theater. Aren't all actors obsessive compulsive? Okay.
I know one who is.
So I guess if I, you know, just keep on increasing the NAC and I won't have any OCD. NAC for OCD. NAC for OCD. How about a song on that one?
How about a dance?
You go ahead.
All right.
You first.
Let me get on with the article.
Please.
NAC, says Dr. Amen. Amen or amen?
A-M-E-N. I believe his name is Amen.
Yeah.
Amen to Dr. Amen.
He's an answer to prayer, I can
definitely
tell you that.
Go right ahead and hear what he says.
Okay. NAC also decreases inflammation and helps delay brain atrophy and Alzheimer's disease.
Interesting.
NAC protects the body from toxins in a selective immune system enhancing manner.
Yes.
It helps to remove the free radicals. Turning the page.
What an amazing, incredible player that NAC
removes
is.
The free radicals and contributes to that, which the free radicals contribute to neurodegenerative diseases and aging.
Yes, just they destroy the nervous system and the NAC regenerates.
And NAC is a prescription nutrient.
In other words, a lot of wise doctors use it, right, Dan? Go right ahead. Yep, go ahead.
It's a prescription nutrient used to reduce congestion.
Yes.
Let me just finish this article.
Yes.
NAC is also a precursor to glutathione, one of the body's most important antioxidants, anti-aging antioxidants. Glutathione plays crucial roles in nutrient metabolism and the regulation of many cellular events, such as gene expression, protein synthesis, cell proliferation, and many more.
Right. Can I say one thing? When you're talking about glutathione, remember that's the chief substance that quenches free radicals. Mm-hmm. The damage to all cells, the damage in all disease, or think of the terrorists out of control. That's free radicals.
And when you're young, you produce glutathione. As you age, your glutathione production diminishes day by day, year by year for certain.
Right, and you can have, even if you're young, just like when I was young, and just you can have things like severe asthma, severe lung problems, severe things that the NAC is a key player in getting rid of that congestion and restoring whatever your age.
I had emphysema.
I know.
Or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Yes.
The doctor did not recommend NAC, but after he told me that, showed me the x-rays with the black spots in my lungs, he said, that's emphysema, chronic, you're never going to get rid of this. This is the way it's going to be with your lungs. You need these drugs.
And he wasn't a smoker. It had to do with how women would, some many would, unknowing in those days, would smoke during pregnancy and affect their unborn babies.
Whatever it was, I had chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Yes, you did. Okay. And what happened with the NAC?
I took the NAC and vitamin C and quercetin. 2 years later, there was no evidence that I had chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
No, and I was there when the leading pulmonologist couldn't even believe it.
No.
He said he'd never seen. The lungs were perfect and clear and healed and didn't look like it ever had a trace of any of that
and
illness.
And the x-rays showed no evidence
of
no black spots anymore.
No, and no evidence of that disease anymore. Isn't that
anyway,
amazing?
Glutathione, as we discussed just a second ago, plays crucial roles in nutrient metabolism and the regulation of many cellular events, such as gene expression, protein synthesis, cell proliferation, and many more.
Isn't that wonderful?
Glutathione deficiency contributes to oxidative stress, which is implicated in the development of many diseases, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, liver disease, HIV, heart attack, cancer, stroke, diabetes. Note that acetaminophen depletes glutathione. NAC creates glutathione.
That's right, and that's why NAC has been a leader in top hospitals in the U.S. of A. for those with the leading cause of liver failure, which is acetaminophen toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
Acetaminophen, which so many people still take regularly for pain, over-the-counter, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, leading cause of liver failure, and what do they give? As the remedy in the top hospitals, NAC.
Right, you are.
So so important, and we are so grateful because the Alive and Well's NAC, the top, which is NAC plus,
and it's
regenerative.
It's liver, kidney,
that's right.
Lung,
yes.
Brain,
yes,
okay,
and heart.
And
we read those reports, and it was shown very helpful.
And the glutathione. Again, producing glutathione.
That's right. It's absolutely, that's why the doctors sum up by saying, in fact, NAC is routinely used in hospitals to counteract acetaminophen toxicity. That's
right.
Exactly what they say. That's their saying, and it's an absolute truth.
But that's not going to stop the FDA from changing the status of NAC. They want to give it to the drug cartel, so instead of paying 10 cents a capsule, you're going to pay $10 a capsule or $100 a capsule, whatever the miracle drug says you got to have.
You know, I appreciate a very famous medical doctor, Dr. Gary Small, making this statement, and he makes this statement, renowned brain expert, and that's what he's known to be. He says, a better outlook on Alzheimer's. He says, my research, Dr. Gary Small, shows that roughly 30% of Alzheimer's patients, he puts it in quotes, don't have the disease and are actually experiencing the side effects of a medication.
All right.
And that's an important precursor to what Dr. McCullough, MD, Matt Mona saying it, and his analysis of all the trials and facts, because this is so prescribed. It's a leading thing prescribed in the United States. Statins, cholesterol drugs, that's what statins, the word means cholesterol drugs, double the risk of dementia, says Dr. McCullough, and are linked to COVID deaths. He does an analysis of clinical trials. He's not making it up. That's his analysis. The story at a glance, and then he goes into it, and you and Dennis and I will share on it. Statins, says the doctor, do not protect against cardiovascular disease and more than double the risk of dementia. Have we heard this?
Yep. They also weaken the heart.
Yes. People with early mild cognitive impairment and low to moderate cholesterol levels who used statins had more than double risk of dementia compared to those who didn't. Statin users also had significant decline. That's a running downhill, downhill, downhill in metabolism of the brain's posterior cortex, which is a region that declines most significantly in Alzheimer's. Among patients with type 2 diabetes admitted to a hospital for COVID-19, those taking statins had significantly higher mortality, that's death rates from COVID-19, compared to those not taking the drugs. People who take statins, says the doctor reporting, are more than twice as likely to be diagnosed with diabetes, and those who take the drugs have more than triple the risk when they take it for any length of time. And I'm going to give this to Den in a second, but I'm starting the preamble to it. The doctor's saying the use of these cholesterol-lowering medications has been on the rise for decades, and he cites the studies. They're among the most widely used drugs in the world. In the U.S., close to 50% of United States adults over 75 years old take a statin. That's a prescribed drug for cholesterol. To lower their cholesterol in the misguided hope, says the doctor, of preventing heart disease, heart attacks, and strokes. Not only is there strong evidence proving that statins are a colossal waste of money, but their use also harms brain health, double risk of dementia, and just like he says, statins, Dennis, you said the same, do not protect against cardiovascular disease and are linked to a number of health conditions.
They also give you diabetes.
That's what it says, including dementia, diabetes, and increased risk of death from COVID. Statins, double risk of developing dementia. Could you read that, please?
Here goes, folks, verbatim. Statins' effect on cognitive performance have previously been called into question since lower levels of low-density lipoprotein, cholesterol, are linked to a higher risk of dementia. The featured study, published in the Journal of Nuclear Medicine, involved people with mild cognitive impairment and looked into the effects of two types of statins, the hydrophilic and the lipophilic. Subjects were divided into groups based on cognitive status, cholesterol levels, and type of statin being used, and followed for 8 years. Those with early mild cognitive impairment and low to moderate cholesterol levels at the start of the study who used statins had more than double the risk of dementia compared to those who did not use the statin drugs.
Get away from them. Bad, bad, bad.
Turn the page.
Yes.
Further, the group also had significant decline in metabolism of the brain's posterior cingulate cortex, which is the brain region that declines most significantly in early Alzheimer's.
Unbelievable.
Your brain needs cholesterol, says the doctor. About 25 to 30% of your body's total cholesterol is found in your brain, where it is an essential part of neurons. In your brain, cholesterol helps develop and maintain the plasticity and function of your neurons.
That's a, you know, when you think of the plasticity, the flexibility, the mm-hmm. ability of those neurons to commit, to communicate messages from one nerve cell to the next.
And the data from the Shanghai Aging Study reveal that levels of LDL cholesterol are inversely associated with dementia in those aged 50 years and over.
That's right. They're trying to say that there are good forms of the cholesterol that are very necessary, okay? Mm-hmm. Not plaque building, but good forms that are necessary for hormone production and for nerve production. Isn't that wonderful that we get this report? I'm glad that this wonderful doctor has done this.
And to go on, suggested information. Decreasing cholesterol levels in the elderly is associated with cerebral atrophy, which occurs with dementia.
Atrophy, you know, it's a withering away. It's a wasting away.
That's right.
It's a dying. That's what the word atrophy means.
So that's what the cholesterol drugs do for you.
That's what they do.
They atrophy your brain.
You know, that's why I'm so glad about how you very brilliantly with top experts put together Cardiozyme mm-hmm. that works to promote the good and healthy cholesterol, doing all the great things, and keeping the plaque out of the veins and arteries. And instead of, we can't take you off those medications, but we can show you what holistic doctors
and
are saying.
And the bitter, bitter, bitter irony is those people been put on cholesterol drugs have been shown by studies, innumerable studies. It never extends their life one day.
And that's exactly how he reports throughout all of that. Mm-hmm. I know that we have done a lot of those reports. There is no extension of life whatsoever. And, you know, always remember, the FDA is not they're not health foodies. We just call it the Food and Drug Administration, right? And they put their most serious warning that they put on anything is it's called the black box warning. The black box warning that they put on the statin drugs includes, beside all the lists of side effects, includes the two high serious things. One is cognitive decline, and the other is diabetes, the elevation of the sugar. And how often are these terrible drugs prescribed and given to people who already have diabetes to put them in a critical stage and can cause kidney failure, et cetera?
And elderly people invariably have less mental capabilities than do younger people. Yeah. And elderly people are put on these drugs.
That's right. And then get this diagnosis, just like, I appreciate very famous Dr. Gary Small, MD, a renowned brain expert, saying that roughly 30% of so-called Alzheimer's patients don't have the disease and are actually experiencing the side effects of medications, says the doctor.
And the medications are? One of the medications is statin drugs.
Cholesterol.
It goes on talking about the neurodegeneration and how important cholesterol is for your brain, for your central nervous system, for metabolism.
All very important points. And, you know,
Let me just kind of go along with this. Lower cholesterol levels are associated with more cognitive function, with worse cognitive function among the study participants age 65 and over, and were considered to be a state marker for AD, Alzheimer's disease.
Yes, so they make all of these points. They make all of these points very importantly. And again, the natural alternatives are tremendously important.
And the bittersweet part is that it weakens your heart. It causes muscle atrophy throughout your body.
Yes, it does. That's right. Yeah, that is very true. I had neglected to say that. I'm glad you brought that up, because this is well known, and all of the top doctors and cardiologists have said this, that are wise in the nutritional world, and that is that this, and it's well known that these cholesterol drugs rob the body of CoQ10 and its ability to produce it, which is essential for your heart muscle and for all the muscles and even for your brain. So, the statin drugs, one of the common side effects is muscle breakdown, because they're robbing the body what it needs, not just on the heart, but all the muscles of the body.
Complete muscle atrophy.
And one of the side effects listed is the terrible muscle pain that people have from taking these drugs. Why? Because their muscles are breaking down. And when the muscles break down because of those drugs, the breakdown of the muscle tissue overwhelms the kidneys, which try to clean it out. The kidneys are trying to help, but they can't. They get overwhelmed, and then kidney failure is the next. So again, we have decisions, bad, and this is the report by these wonderful doctors. Thank God for McCullough and the others reporting on this, of all the clinical trials showing the side effects of these drugs. And I'm also applauding Dr. David Brownstein, okay, another MD, another very famous doctor, talking about the importance of antioxidants. He says it's the one-word solution to natural eye health support. And he says, myself and other medical experts know. Maybe that's not the correct English. I and other medical experts know. The solution to supporting optimal eye health can be summed up in one word, antioxidants. Antioxidants, he says, circulate inside your body, gobbling up free radicals that alter the healthy functioning of cells, including the cells in your eye's retina. These free radicals can lead to adverse outcomes when it comes to health. And he speaks about how the importance of carotenoids, that the carotenoids are present in the coloring matter of certain plants. Isolated, Dennis and I take these every day for the eyesight. These carotenoids, lutein, zeaxanthin, have demonstrated potent action against these free radicals that damage the eyes. While there are 600 carotenoids found in nature, they are the ones that found in high concentrations in the retina and the central portion, the macula. Lutein and zeaxanthin are not produced by the body, so they must be gained through diet and supplementation. And you know, Dan, he is also giving a list of top nutrients. We certainly have these, and we believe in all of this. Can you read this list of top nutrients for the eyes? And remember, too, the super pure omega-3 fish oils are the health of the retina of the eyes.
Very important.
The DHA is critical to the health of the retina of the
eyes. Reducing inflammation.
That's right, and creating
reducing
a healthy retina.
Reducing inflammation.
Go ahead for the other ones
and
listed.
Improving blood flow. Opening up the capillaries so the blood gets to the important parts of your eyes that
exactly.
keep you visually alert. Other nutrients to use. Bilberry is a flavonoid antioxidant that supports the eye's lens and macula, important for crisp central vision. Lycopene, a carotenoid antioxidant that helps fight free radicals and supports the eye's macula.
Now, can I just stop for 1 second and ask you a question? Isn't lycopene one of the powerful antioxidants found in tomatoes, in organic tomatoes? Because that's been other things it's been used for, even prostate health, too. Go ahead.
For sure. Then taurine is an amino acid and antioxidant that helps fight and mitigate free radical oxidation in the macula.
And in the heart and in the neurological system.
Throughout your whole body.
Right.
Vitamin A, another antioxidant offering superb eye support and important in night vision.
That's
and
right.
And I'm going to make a little comment here.
Please.
We're always being warned by the officials, the officialdom. Officialdom?
Yeah.
That might be a place of word. Be careful of vitamin A. Don't get too much vitamin A. Be careful of vitamin E. Don't get too much vitamin D.
Throw out the garbage.
Okay. How much is too much?
Liar, pants on fire. You know. Okay. Remember, too, before you get on to the rest of the list, because you've said vitamin A, remember just what I often say, but I think it's worthwhile to repeat, and that's when you're, when I was in school and they were teaching us about deficiency diseases and nutrients and what they learned about the world, even though this was before health foods even knew, people knew about it. It was that they discovered that the lack of vitamin A was the cause of major blindness throughout countries in the world called xerophthalmia. Xerophthalmia, which was the major cause of blindness in certain populations. And actually they found that what that vitamin A was present in the livers of cod. And that's where, Carlson originally isolated that from the livers of the cod. Mm-hmm. That vitamin A was extremely important for preventing blindness and for helping to reverse it. Go ahead. But many years ago.
Mentions vitamin A, the antioxidant offering superb eye support. Important in night vision, and vitamin D3 promotes normal anti-inflammatory balance by reducing free radical oxidation. All the nutrients, and these are the ones that if you look on the recommended daily allowance on a vitamin, always very low potencies. And but holistic physicians, in part of their therapies, recommend higher dosages in all the recommended daily allowances, because it isn't a matter of more is better, but more is better, because the recommended daily allowance is just to keep you breathing, maybe upright and walking, but it's not producing abundant, exuberant health.
That's right. Dan, let's also, I appreciate the European pharma and experts talking about a great nutrient and the active ingredient in turmeric and they say in their article preventing prostate cancer. I can't make that claim. This is the top experts from Europe, okay? And what they're saying is curcumin is at the top of the list as one of the most beneficial anti-cancer botanical compounds ever known, say they, and that holds true for prostate cancer as well. They're just giving you background to it. I'm not making that claim. As a strong anti-inflammatory without damaging the liver or stomach, curcumin is uniquely qualified to help the body fight cancer. That's because one of the primary causes, they say, of tumor formation is inflammation.
As in every disease.
That's right. That's even recognized by the American Medical Association.
For mental disease, as well as cardiovascular disease.
Yes.
It's inflammation, inflammation.
And they say, in fact, the COX-2 enzyme, most often associated with physical pain, also has a role in the formation of prostate cancer lesions. Curcumin is unmatched at keeping this inflammatory pathway in check. Okay? And aside, so they're going on to say, curcumin appears to directly reduce tumor growth, prevent additional development, and it stops the development of toxic blood vessels that feed the structure of these tumors. So they go on and on and on about how fascinating this curcumin is that in a multitude of conditions. Inflammation, they're talking about the connection to prostate problems, inflammation, oxidation, DNA damage. And they even mentioned the BPH, benign prostatic hyperplasia, enlarged prostate, okay? And typically men experience, they say, difficulty with the bladder. Curcumin has been shown to inhibit the hormones that cause BPA and cause tumor growth, okay?
So that's where we got the idea of creating pain power. It is primarily curcumin, okay?
That's right.
And other allied supportive herbs and amino acids. It's called, it's an enzyme product, okay? It's a thoroughly effective anti-inflammatory, health-generating combination of nutrients.
Terrific. And, you know, dear, the huge player of vitamin D3, the natural form of the vitamin D3, the huge player, here's another batch of research, even in an area I wasn't thinking of. And there again, the European doctors reporting this, okay? Vitamin D3. There has been a lot of research, they say, that shows a correlation between men with low circulating levels of vitamin D3 and the development of aggressive prostate cancer. In a Harvard Medical School clinical study, 14% of participants, European descent, had genes associated with less efficient vitamin D3, and as a result, were proven to be much more susceptible to prostate cancer. In fact, the combination of the low D3 levels and a genetic difference and poor vitamin D, they were 2.5 times more likely, that's 250% more likely to develop aggressive prostate cancer. Even, however, they say men with enough D3 on board, even if they had the genetic prone to disease, were protected from the prostate cancer. And they make this point, the form of a nutrient makes all the difference. D3, as opposed to vitamin D2 synthetic, okay, is the only type the body synthesizes. This is the form of D3 with the absorption and results. Okay?
Another nutrition miracle right under the nose of every biochemist and doctor in the world, but they don't examine it.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you know something, Dan? I don't know who originally said this, and I guess it might be considered sexist, but maybe I'm going to allow it to be said.
Maybe you're a sexist.
Who said, "Vanity, thy name is woman"? Was that an old biblical statement?
Well,
I don't know.
It definitely was a man.
Okay, he was saying it about, okay, forgive. We're not trying to be sexist here on the radio show. But again, the Europeans saying that I didn't know this. Curcumin, okay, they're talking that active ingredient again, in the turmeric, cares for your skin. The authors of this review, they quote all medical reviews, found that curcumin had great potential to protect against skin cancer, acne, inflammatory damage, aging, psoriasis. It has already been used and recommended. And this was the one that they quoted. Evidence of curcumin and curcumin analog effects in skin diseases. And that was the medical review, the Journal of Cellular Physiology, 2019, and in the European published 2018, okay? And medical, they give all the clinical trials. And so they go on, they make the point that beside the skin inflammation and even skin cancer, curcumin has protective effects against skin damage in any form that it's caused. All skin diseases And so I think that that immediately caught my attention, especially as aging tends to be one of the great challenges.
And you being one of the feminine gender.
Feminine gender. Mm-hmm. That's very good. Yes. Okay. And so, A, if it's going to be anti-aging and anti-inflammatory and make my skin look better, that's another whole song and dance, right? You do a show and you do all these things, and curcumin is there dancing, doing all that, taking all the spotlight and everything else, and suddenly it dances on the stage with a whole new perspective.
Look at
the
that.
Skin.
Look at that.
The
beautiful,
skin.
Radiant skin.
Definitely. So I think of two great players that can sing and dance through that one. Collagen for the connective tissue, and curcumin creating new connective tissue not only in the bones, the joints, and the skin, and the hair, and the nails.
And the ability to perform those gymnastic tricks you do on stage.
Oh, yes, flip-flops.
All the joints are not aching.
That's right.
Right, the muscles are working the way they're supposed to. There's no inflammation.
So collagen and curcumin. Collagen and curcumin. Oh, CNC. I never thought of the two C's, collagen, curcumin, collagen, curcumin, collagen, curcumin. That's when we even got a beat. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm an actor, okay? So anyway, I just think that's very fascinating and interesting of what great nutrients can do like that. Right, dear?
You said it, baby. They said it. We're reading it for you.
And two very famous doctors are making this statement. Dr. Mehmet Oz, I guess we know who that is, and Dr. Mike Roizen, two famous medical doctors. You know, Oz is to me from TV. And this is what they're saying. Victor Lustig was a true con man. That's not Mona. I'm quoting the doctors.
It's Victor.
Victor Lustig was a true con man, they say, offering fake shares in businesses. Mob boss Al Capone fell for it. Counterfeiting, even selling the Eiffel Tower. Well, I didn't know that. All those artificial enterprises landed him in Alcatraz, 1947. Okay. It turns out we are equally conned by artificial sweeteners, says the doctors. The illusion of sugary flavors with none of the health hazards just make believe. Well, we've known for a while, say the doctors, that this sugar substitutes cause the body to crank up sugar cravings. They increase the sugar cravings. But until the United Kingdom researchers published their recent study in the International Journal of Molecular Sciences, it wasn't known how much damage saccharin, sucralose, and aspartame cause. Linings of your intestine, letting harmful bacteria seep into the bloodstream, congregate in your lymph nodes, liver, and put you at risk for very serious infections, say the doctors. Their summary is, all it took was the equivalent of two cans of diet soda for researchers to see that these artificial sweeteners significantly harmful bacteria, E. coli and E. faecalis, stickiness to cling to the lining of the gut, which leads to increased formation of open entryways for the bacteria to move through it. Isn't that horrible? But I'm glad these doctors reported it. And think about it, then. What we keep talking about, stevia, monk fruit, the keto diet, you can get a wonderful taste from a plant and not these synthetic drugs, and look at what they do. And I applaud these doctors for saying
and
that.
And the FDA lets them do with what they do. The FDA, our protector. You know, it always amazes me. This is one of the reasons I became so interested in natural therapies and natural way of life. I was raised on junk, candies and cokes and desserts and pies and cakes and ice creams and all the junk in the world, right? And as I grew into young adulthood, I said, well, if these things are so bad for you, why doesn't the FDA take them off the market? The FDA's Food and Drug Administration, Food and Drug Administrators, okay?
Yes.
But they know the side effects of these drugs.
Terrible. And people think they're not taking sugar, so it's good. It's okay.
Yeah.
Which creates these cravings and destroys all the good, healthy bacteria in the gut and all of... God, it creates infections, serious infections.
The same thing goes with statin drugs.
That's
they know
right.
what it does, but they allow it to happen.
They are allowing it to happen. there are wondrous natural equivalents.
Mm-hmm.
Wondrous. I love putting a little stevia in my morning green tea, matcha green tea. I mm-hmm. love doing that. It's wonderful. It's a great flavor. And monk fruit is terrific.
And you can get it's stevia in flavors.
Plant.
You can get a chocolate stevia. You can get a vanilla. You can get a non-flavored.
Yes.
You can get
very
a fruit
easy.
Flavored.
Very versatile. And monk fruit, another ancient plant, mm-hmm. tastes delicious. We have a lot of those choices alive and well because we want you to be healthy but still be able to enjoy something that isn't going to be negative in any way and the ketogenic diet. And, you know, I can't leave this topic without saying this very important research. Review examines the link between vitamin K2 and Alzheimer's, because that was the topic here. Oslo, Norway, and East Brunswick, New Jersey. The new medical review paper published in Nutrients examined the body of evidence linking vitamin K2 to factors involved in Alzheimer's pathogenesis. The paper concluded that K2 has the potential to slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease and contribute to its prevention. Researchers from the Harvard Extension School, Pacific and Pacific Northwest University, went into all the antioxidant effects of K2 and its impact on neuroinflammation, mitochondrial dysfunction, cognitive, cardiovascular health, and gut dysbiosis. AD, Alzheimer's, affects an estimated 6.2 million Americans, expected to double more by 2050. I know we don't have a lot of time, but can you read this here, Dan? Read it for us.
Says right here, Dr. Vick, chief medical officer, said in the press release, there's growing evidence that dietary risk factors in the development of Alzheimer's disease and cognitive decline with age, such as antioxidants, omega-3s, dietary fats, and B vitamins. Moreover, research shows that the people with low levels of vitamin D are more likely to develop Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. We are gratified that vitamin K2 is becoming a prominent part of this conversation, particularly as most of the world's population expression of K deficiency.
That's right. They have the deficiency of it. They have the deficiency of it, right? So I'm glad that you go ahead, finish it reading, dear.
A 2018 paper connected aortic stiffness with an increased risk of dementia in older adults. By activating matrix GLA protein, MGP, vitamin K2, as Mark 7 rendition, is the only compound to date shown to impact arterial calcification.
Right. So critically important.
To remove the calcification. To
and
remove
put it in the bones where it's supposed to be, right?
That's right. Get the calcium out of the walls of your arteries and your capillaries. Put that calcium back in your bones where it belongs.
Well, I appreciate this the report of the Harvard researchers, all these top doctors in universities doing their studies and saying this about a wonderful, simple, and terrific nutrient.
Mm-hmm.
How important is that? And how important is it to have eat your food organically, all of that. Get the Vortex water. Eat the organic foods at the Broth Cafe. Call. We can have everything set up for you, or you can come out and pick up everything you like. Choose what you want. Call for any of our wonderful services, 877-4950. And again, Dennis and Mona, not doctors. Don't pretend to be nothing like that. Just share information without charge. You can set up a time, 877-4950, whenever it's convenient for Dennis or for me. Beautiful area over there and any one of our great services.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului. Aloha.